Okay, you see, like the criteria is like for people who are not working.
Mm-hmm. For people who are having low income.
Low income, like how much in average?
That I don't know now. Of course, others are domestic workers.
But
so
they are still getting.
I cannot now predict. Yeah, they are getting. I cannot predict in what range they are because I don't know how much they get paid. Because those people, most of the time, because the reason why they are given that the offer is because they don't go to work every day. They have got days in a week that they go to work, so they are given that opportunity to receive Harambe. And it's usually monthly.
Oh, it's monthly.
Is it monthly? Yeah, it's monthly. So yeah.
Even last month, you have seen. You had some people getting something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, do you have like some neighbors or maybe in your house? Or
yeah, we do. Yeah, personally, we do. Yeah.
So, and how do you guys benefit from that?
Yeah, to a certain extent, we benefit because it's a subsidy. It supports what's already there, but it's not to say that that food can last for the whole month. It's a support. So, yeah, one should give thanks to that, and it's worth it. And I see my fellow young people, my friends that we're schooling with, they work there, they are the ones that used to distribute it.
So they got jobs?
Yeah, they got jobs, they distribute it and pack it in the bags that they can give to the people, and yeah.
So I'm sorry to become a little bit personal. So, like in your house, people came and then they identify you that you need food, or how did it like?
They did a survey.
Oh.
The survey was also having the youth that were employed in. So it was sort of also a job opportunity for that youth to take the survey. And I had they had some training. To do that survey, and yeah.
So do you think like this is fair enough, because apparently there's some people that they don't get, and some people that are, but actually people that they don't work they get, but some people who work they get.
Yeah.
They don't work but they don't get, but some people work but they don't get. Like according to your observation.
My observation is Harambe, in my opinion, I cannot say it's effective because it's just something that takes. It's not something that really help out to eliminate poverty. It's just something that is like that is not it's something that is not solving the problem completely. I wish if it could maybe be like a way that maybe for example, if the youth could work in a garden and that garden could be the one giving Harambe, then it could be good because the government could sell, the government could take money. It could be like a revenue generating thing. So this thing, there's nothing generating, it's just the government giving. We are even in economic crisis, people are being given things for free. Rather than training them to generate income, training them to start businesses, training them to be self-sustaining. So for me, that is worth it, but the issue of being unfair and fair, it will remain the same. It will remain there like that, because the reason why they did like this for me, I think, is because they cannot cater for everybody. People are a lot and we are in crisis. So I think people who did the survey, they were trained, and yeah, and if there is favoritism, they should just do the right thing. Yeah.
But at least are you not happy that you are part of it? At least you are benefiting from it.
Yeah, I'm happy because because what if maybe one day it comes and I come from school and the food that is there, I'm not happy with it. But the little that we have, I'm happy. I can say even the food that they give, it is the food from the shop. It's not food that are like
actually quality food.
Yeah, they are quality food. Like they give food like in Pick and Pay, they give quality food, because they give beef, these fish cans, and they were giving this. Last time they remember they were giving, what do you call this? it's a packet of, it's a sachet having that is having matangara inside, or in English is a spleen or what, that is instant cooked. So you only take it, put it in the pot, it warms, then you start eating. So yeah, it's very fast and effective. Suppose maybe I come from school and that thing is there, no, only take it, cook it, and it's helpful. But to that extent, yeah, it is.
But for you, why your house is getting, I can see, fine?
No, my mom is not working, and I also try to generate my own income. I'm an adult, I cannot say my parents should work for me, so. No, I am responsible, I cannot wait for the government, I cannot wait for somebody out there to donate things for me while I'm young, I'm not disabled, I'm having a mind, and yeah.
What are you studying?
Computer science.
Ah, smart. That's beautiful. Can I take a picture of you now?
Yeah.